Today on the Beginner Photography Podcast.
If I'm a consumer and I'm going on Instagram to look at 10 different wedding photographers in my area, I will spend the next 15 minutes doing that. After that 15 minutes, I will not at all remember whose images are who. But if you've made a point to stand out to me and I feel connected to something about you, whether that's an email about or a detail about your personal life or your process, or if it's a specific testimonial, or I found out that we both grew up on a farm, or that you're Italian too, or that you've come from like a big family, guess what? That's going to ring in my brain over any image that I saw.
Welcome to the Beginner Photography Podcast. Today, we are learning how to build your own personal brand. So let's get into it.
Welcome to the Beginner Photography Podcast, a weekly podcast for those who believe that moments matter most and that a beautiful photo is more than just a sum of its settings. A show for those who want to do more with the gear they have to take better photos today. And now, your host, Raymond Hatfield.
Hey, welcome back to this episode of the Beginner Photography Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Raymond Hatfield, and I cannot believe that it is already November. This has been such a strange year. My son, his birthday will be this weekend. He'll be 8 years old. And I can't believe, you know, sometimes that my wife and I have been able to keep another human alive for that long. It's incredible. We have a few Google Homes throughout the house that we use as like a digital picture frame. And just recently, they started showing photos from like the same time period, like the current time period, but from years past. So right now they're showing photos taken in November of 2019, 2018, 17, so on. And it's easy to stop and, you know, forget and get real nostalgic looking back at your photos. Photos that you remember taking, but you forgot that you had taken, you know what I mean? Memories that obviously meant something to you in the moment, but just because of life, we forget. But the camera doesn't forget, and that is what is so cool. The camera doesn't forget, and I'm very thankful to be able to go back to those memories, to those moments, and kind of be reminded of those little moments in life that were important, but are so easy to forget. Maybe it's because they're small. Maybe it's because I don't know why that is. But regardless, photography is what is able to bring us back. And again, I'm very thankful for that. But I'm always curious what others do with photos after they've taken them. What do you do? Do you print your photos? Do you have something like a Google Home that will rotate through your photos and, you know, provide you those little reminders? I want you to share with me what it is that you do in the Beginner Photography Podcast Facebook group. I'd love for you to come in and share how you enjoy the photos that you take. I've talked about this before on the podcast, but every year I make a family yearbook of the photos that we've taken of our family, you know, over the year. And I know that this year is definitely going to be a strange one, but creating these family yearbooks is probably my favorite thing that I do with the images that we take. Well, how about we talk about today's interview, yeah? So today I interview Alexis Meske, who is a branding photographer and educator. Today we talk about how to build your own personal brand and why it's important, even if you don't have a business, why you should still be building one for yourself. So with that, let's go ahead and get on into this week's interview with Alexis Meske. You kind of accidentally fell into photography when you needed images of clothes that you were making and that you were selling. I want to know, from the photography standpoint of it, when did you think to yourself, like, oh my gosh, maybe photography is going to play a larger role in my life than simply documenting the things that I'm making?
Gosh, it really wasn't a defining moment, to be honest. And frankly, it was pretty recently. Up until a few years ago, I was still doing the photography stuff, like family shoots or things when people needed it. And I enjoyed it. But I really wasn't passionate about who I was serving. I was passionate about photography. I just wasn't passionate about, I mean, I love the families and all of that. It just wasn't career-wise a passion of mine. And it really wasn't until I started working with female entrepreneurs, like I feel like that connection made me realize that this is something that I am passionate about, because it was more people-centered as opposed to just the product that I was giving them. And I realized, like, what's important for me is connection. So that's when I realized it, honestly, probably like 2 years ago. And maybe even in the last like 18 months that it was like clicked, like everything came together. So I had the components. It just really wasn't until very recently when the women that I worked with helped brood my passion.
Okay, so let's step back even a step further back, because as I said earlier, from listening to you on other podcasts, learning as much as I can about you, that you started manufacturing clothes yourself as a stay-at-home mom, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so then you got the camera to document, or not to document, but to photograph your clothes as essentially right. marketing material. And then you mentioned there that in between there and where you're at today, doing brand photography for female entrepreneurs, you were also shooting some families and stuff. So yes. How did that come? If you were, you know, busy creating clothes and creating this brand over here, when did you start thinking, ooh, maybe photography can be a form of income over here with families?
So I had stopped doing the design work, and because things were getting to a pinnacle where I had to eventually was looking into manufacturers, and which was an amazing problem to have, was that I could no longer do the designing and sewing myself. But then I had this like revelation that I wanted to be a teacher. And so I stopped the design work, not because I didn't love it, because I wanted to be a teacher more than that. And so I stopped the design work, went back to school to do teaching, but I still had the kids at home with me. So I used my photography. I still loved the photography part because it allowed me that creative expression, but it also for me with editing, as I'm sure photographers, it is very analytical as well. It's like creative and analytical, which is the way my brain works. And so during that time that I went back to school and then started teaching was when I brought the photography with me and transitioned. I started doing, families, people around me that needed their babies photographed. Like, it was really a playground for me to use my photography skills that I did really enjoy, but figure out which line of passion I was most interested in.
Oh, I like that. Figure out what line of that. That makes a lot of sense because, obviously it's easier to look back and kind of see your journey than it is to look forward and figure out where it is that you're going.
Yes.
But during that time, was there anything in particular that you were, while you were still trying to learn the technicals of photography, right? In your head, you can kind of figure out the creative, but while you're still trying to figure out the technical side of the photography, was there anything in particular that you struggled with?
I think I struggled with finding my own style. I think that during that time as an emerging photographer, and I don't know if, I'm assuming people listening to this as well, some clients have a really distinct view of what they want, but that isn't always aligned with you. And you're really trying to figure out who you are as a photographer, and you're experimenting during those early phases. And I think that was the struggle for me. I don't know if that was a struggle. It was just a growing period for me, was figuring out who I wanted to be, what my style was, as opposed to just hearing about what the people around me were doing. I think developing my own style was probably the biggest growth period during that time.
So for those who are there right now, that's primarily the people who are listening to this podcast, those right. people who are feeling that exact same thing. How did you get over that? How did you find your style? Are you ready to transform your love for photography into profit? Imagine capturing beautiful moments while bringing in a little extra money for your family each month. Sound too good to be true? With CloudSpot, it's not just a dream. Designed by photographers for photographers, CloudSpot simplifies your business. Effortlessly organize shoots, send professional contracts, questionnaires, invoices, and enjoy faster payment payouts with the lowest fees in the industry, including PayPal. Forget lost emails and messy spreadsheets. CloudSpot offers a streamlined workflow, letting you focus on the moment. And here is the clincher. Grab your free CloudSpot account at deliverphotos.com and you'll get access to my personal wedding and portrait contracts and questionnaires. So don't let uncertainty hold you back. Embrace the future of photography business management with CloudSpot Studio. Sign up at deliverphotos.com today and transform your passion into profit.
Oh, I think, well, I'm not going to answer this directly yet. I think that one of the biggest challenges now, which was not a challenge when I was starting out, is that there are people, I mean, you can look around you at every which way, and it's so easy to get distracted with everybody else's style around you, right? And it's like, you look here and like, oh, but I like that, and maybe I should go this way. And then you're comparing yourself with the person next to you. I mean, there's like a plethora of inspiration, but also distraction. And I think that one of the best things that we can do is sometimes put our blinders on a little bit and go with your intuition and your gut and your style and look at what you find the most, that feels truest to you. And so for me, like a lot of that I learned was about making sure that whoever I was photographing, there was like a really deep connection. I'm going back to this idea of connection. Like I didn't want anything that would take away from making sure whoever that was viewing the photograph felt connected to the subject, which has led me to where I am today. But I think just like thinking about it more than just style, more than just the way an image, the tones and the depth and the colors and the exposure and all of that, but like evoking the emotion in the image. And what does that transfer into you as the, how does that transfer to you as the photographer? So I think it's just playing and looking, but also not continually being distracted and swayed by people around you.
It's a fine line, isn't it?
Really fine line.
So it, especially now with like social media. Now I know that obviously I've had social media basically since I got into this, but it was nowhere near, especially with Instagram, it was nowhere near, you know, what it is today and how much kind of businesses rely on Instagram to look at these images and post their own images. And I know that I personally get distracted when I go on Instagram, right? Like you go to post something and then you're like, ooh, but look what this person did. And then you get excited about that stuff. So do you have any tips for anybody like me who, you know, gets on and very easily just wants to continue to stroll, and then 45 minutes later you realize that you haven't even posted the image that you went on there to post in the first place?
Okay, so yes, definitely. Number one, I think that planning your actual posting is totally essential. I don't think that people should post on the fly for a million different reasons. One of them is because most often when you go on, you get sideswiped and you've lost valuable time. Number two, you're not being intentional about your content in that way often. If you're thinking about it, I do think that planning content either for your business quarterly, every couple of weeks, it helps you keep in mind future goals and it helps you work towards posting and creating, working with your audience to connect, working towards those goals. So number one, I think planning is really important. So, and then also I think being so intentional, like when you're deciding to pick up your phone to use social media, what are you using it for? Are you going on to support other people? Are you going on to engage with your audience? Are you going on to get inspiration? Like before you pick up your phone, take 5 seconds and set an intention for yourself. What am I doing right now? And stick to that, because it is so easy to get distracted, but then you get down the rabbit hole of oftentimes not feeling great about yourself and your own work. So I think intentionality is really important.
For sure. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing. And now, obviously, we have, I think just last week or something, Instagram announced that now you can natively schedule things on Instagram from your computer, which is which is definitely going to help for those of us who have that problem for sure.
Yeah.
When it comes to, you know, you talked a lot there about being, you know, planning and being intentional with your photos. In the beginning, when you're first getting out there and you're still trying to figure out what it is that you shoot and how you shoot and all that stuff, how intentional can you be at that point? Is there any tips that you have to kind of move people to being more intentional when they're still trying to figure out who it is that they are?
Are you talking about intentional on social media?
Or yeah, so you know, you talk there about, you know, possibly planning out an entire quarter's worth of content. And to me, somebody who, I mean, I have enough images to do that, that still is a daunting task.
Yes.
So to somebody who's brand new, I can only imagine that that feels overwhelming when you don't even know exactly who you are in the first place.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that is really challenging. And I know that. And I think it's really hard for photographers because we have the we have the images. I don't necessarily think
yes.
we have the content.
Yes.
We have the images. But I think that that's the difference with social media for photographers is we oftentimes want to post beautiful images, but I think that it's pretty flat because most other photographers are doing that. So in regards to standing out in a world of photographers, it's never going to happen in that way. Like harshly stated, your beautiful images are getting thrown into a pool of other beautiful images, and they're getting thrown into a pool of other people who aren't even photographers that are taking beautiful images on their iPhone and stuff. So really, it's about content. It's not about the images. And I think that I like to break content down with my clients into three basic categories: who you are, what you do, how you do it. And this is where we get into branding, right? Like your content, ultimately, if you're even thinking on like a very baseline, especially for beginner photographers, you kind of want to go through those categories, like who you are. You need to show people who you are. And I don't just mean your picture, but your content should just bleed your brand voice. I mean, it should be out and seep out in everything that you say and do. You should show people, obviously, what it is that you do. And you should show people how you do that. What are the experiences you offer? Like, what are some show before and afters, editing, testimonials, those type of things. So on a baseline, content should really flow through those three things and be audience focused. Like you should focus on serving your audience, not just showing the picture. Like showing a picture doesn't serve them in any way. It doesn't build connection. Does that help?
Yeah, that does help. I think that's very, I don't want to say discouraging to a lot of new photographers, but I know that when I first started, it was like, well, I can take the picture. Like, you know, what else does there need to be? And now as more and more people are able to take great pictures, we still need a way to differentiate ourselves from everybody else. And I mean, as you said, last week, my mom flew in from Arizona and we went down to Gatlinburg with the family and just rented a cabin and just spent some family time together. Mm-hmm. And she took a photo that I remember thinking like, oh, wow, this is a great photo. And she took it with, you know, an iPhone 7 or whatever it is. And the fact that she was able to do that with no knowledge of technology means that other people also know how to do that. So I think that sharing that kind of image versus content idea right there is going to be super helpful to a lot of people in trying to figure out what it is that they should be posting and how to stand out. But
right.
Before we move forward with more of that and kind of that theory of the whole business side of things right there, I want to kind of slow down and talk a little bit more about the photography side of things, because I know that you went from, essentially it's marketing material when you're taking photos of the garments that you were creating, and then where you're at today with branding. Now, if I were to say those two words to, you know, 99% of the people, they would think that the two images are probably the exact same thing. So how does a marketing image or an image made for marketing and an image made for branding how are they different from each other?
Yeah, so an image for marketing is really to like sell a specific product, right? Or sell a service or sometimes like an idea. And a branding image is about building connection. How many times am I going to say that word? But it truly is what it is. It's about this. It's about experiencing the person behind the image so people have an understanding of who they are, not just what they do. So I don't care what industry you're in. As an entrepreneur, you should be branding yourself because people crave connection. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what social media is. And oh my gosh, like in a pandemic world now, like we are going to come out even more so craving connection. And whether we're getting that one-on-one, in person or digitally and virtually, connection is something that everybody wants. And that's why it's so important to brand yourself, to build that connection with your audience. And that's what a branding image does. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So from a photographer's standpoint, say if somebody's listening, I mean, to me, that makes perfect sense. But I like to just break things down as if I was 5 years old, because mm-hmm. I'll tell you, I'm not the smartest person. That's why I started a podcast, so that I could talk to people smarter than myself, right? So if there was a job description for a, you know, branding photographer, what would that job description look like?
Okay. So for, I think a successful brand photographer needs to fully understand their client's business and brand. So just essentially, I don't just show up and take pictures of entrepreneurs or businesses. I spend hours working with them before to outline elements of their business, so I understand what they're trying to create with their consumer audience. So I need, as the photographer, I need to understand the back end of their business. I need to understand who they are. We talk about truly like anything in regards to their business, their brand tone, how they're using the images. So a brand photographer needs to understand their client's brand. And sometimes they need help building that brand and representing themselves. Then with that information, then you have the type of understanding to create images that represent their brand. So I need to understand their brand and then know how to visually represent it so it's usable and successful mm-hmm. for their needs.
So obviously that's a huge difference between photographing a yes. shirt or a blouse or something like that, where multiple people could be buying the exact same thing, but the garment is still the same. So no two branding sessions for you are alike. Is that right?
Never. I don't photograph anybody. I actually stopped doing any just straight photography sessions because I find, for me, I can't represent somebody well. So I have to do I have a method. We have a cold consultation. We do everything beforehand. I have to invest in that way, or else I can't visually help people create visual assets that really represent their business. So no, everyone is completely different.
So let's say somebody right now, as I was saying earlier, when it comes to branding and marketing, a lot of people see them as interchangeable terms, which obviously we know they are not. But to those new photographers who are listening and they're thinking, okay, marketing, branding, these are very businessy terms. But in a study that I did of the audience, more than half of the listeners have no intentions of going into business for themselves, starting any sort of business. Yeah. For them, for those listening right now, how important is it for them to essentially continue listening to this interview? How important is branding for them, and where should they start?
Yeah, so branding for you as a photographer is essential for your growth, because like I said before, you're putting content out there into a pool that is oversaturated. And if I'm a consumer, and let's say you're a wedding photographer, and I'm going on Instagram to look at 10 different wedding photographers in my area, let's just say 5. I can assure you, I will spend the next 15 minutes doing that. After that 15 minutes, I will not at all remember whose images are who. And you've lost me as a consumer. I'm not hiring you because I cannot tell one wedding photo from the next. Let's just say I glean down to 10 to the top 3 to 5. Okay. And then maybe I'm going to think about costs, and then I'm going to think about all those things. But if you've made a point to stand out to me and I feel connected to something about you, whether that's an email about or a detail about your personal life or your process, or if it's a specific testimonial, or I found out that we both grew up on a farm, or that you're Italian too, or that you've come from like a big family, guess what? That's going to ring in my brain over any image that I saw. So if you want to be a successful photographer, no doubt you have to pursue branding yourself if you want to grow and be successful. So I think it's absolutely essential if you want to thrive.
Hey, Raymond here, and we will get back to today's show in just a moment. You know, for the past several years, I have paid for an expensive, far too expensive, album design software that I didn't even love because, well, there was no other choice, to be honest. And then one day, I got an email from CloudSpot, which is my client gallery system, announcing that they built an album builder in to their gallery software. What? Now, myself or my clients can build a beautiful album and have it shipped right to them. And on top of all that, this feature is included for free. Now, after building a few albums to test it out, I canceled my expensive, dedicated album software membership right away, and I have not looked back. CloudSpot is built by photographers for photographers, and they listen to their customers to improve their service all the time. You can join the CloudSpot family by learning more and signing up over at deliverphotos.com today. You can even build albums with a free account. How awesome is that? So sign up now over at deliverphotos.com. Now, let's go ahead and get on back to today's interview. Yeah, absolutely essential if you want to thrive. That is, that's something that... I mean, well, I kind of got stumbled there. I had like 9 different thoughts going in different directions, but I like it. I like it. It's something that, you know, is kind of scary to a lot of photographers, but the way that you kind of broke it down there, I don't think makes it as scary anymore. So I appreciate you sharing that for sure.
Yeah, and I think let me just say, like, I hear you photographers. I think it's scariest for us because we're behind the camera all the time. So the thought of being in front of the camera is something that is totally terrifying, especially as a photographer, because, you know, let's just throw out all of our normal, like, human nature insecurities on getting our picture taken that we have to work through with all of our clients. But then all of a sudden, like, you're in front of the camera, it oftentimes just doesn't feel right. But I have to say, again, it's like absolutely essential to be successful, to put yourself in that spot if you want to stand out amongst all your competition, which is plenty.
Yeah, that's an understatement. So let's say, let's use the example of a wedding photographer, all right?
Okay.
Many established wedding photographers may have the resources to go out and hire a branding photographer to get all these images that we're talking about here today. But maybe some of the new photographers who are just getting started in their, you know, business journey here, they don't have the same resources and they just simply have to make do with what they got. So with where they're at right now, what branding material should they be focused on?
So I think this is where this is an easy fix for beginner photographers. I love to reach out to other local photographers in your area, maybe somebody that's in the same situation as you. I'm sure you're networking with like other wedding photographers or whatever it is, and somebody that's kind of, you know, in the same sphere as you, and you guys can easily do a trade. It's one of the nicest things to do. You can go out, swap, you know, you take each other's pictures. But I do want to say it's so important for you to put yourself on the other side. I think it's inauthentic for us just to take our own pictures, which I don't even understand how photographers do that. I cannot take my own picture for the life of me. But start by just reaching out to some other photographers, maybe in the same situation as you, and asking to do an hour trade, an hour photo shoot to get some images of yourself. And then you can kind of start on the content part that we talked about, really working through introducing who you are, showing a little bit more about yourself, and building some strategic, because they should be strategic points that you share with your audience. This is not, it's not a blog. This is not a reality TV show. Like, you need to be a little bit strategic about what you share with your ideal client avatar. So I think that's an easy first way to start. It's not intimidating, and you can also build connections with other local photographers around you.
There's nothing wrong with that for sure. Helping everybody kind of succeed. But let's continue on with this example. Let's say I reach out to somebody and say, hey, Sean, love your work. You know, we've been chatting over the internet here for a few times now. how would you like to meet up? And we can exchange some photos of each other. You know, I'll take your photo, you take my photo. We can use them for whatever it is that we want. Can we be more strategic in the photos specifically that we want to be able to post? Or should it just be, hey, let's get some photos and see what happens?
Hey, Raymond here, and I know that diving into the world of editing can feel like navigating a maze, especially if you're just starting out. So that's why I created our exclusive collection of 52 Lightroom presets, absolutely free. While presets can dramatically enhance your photos, they're not a one-click solution. They're a starting point for your creativity and an opportunity to learn and grow in your editing skills. These presets work seamlessly with all versions of Lightroom, whether you're on a computer or using Lightroom Mobile. And they're designed to simplify your editing process, adding that professional touch to your photos while giving you the flexibility to fine-tune them to your taste. So if you're ready to take your photos to the next level, head over to freephotographypresets.com right now and get editing today.
I think first phase, to be honest, is really about just getting some photos. Mm-hmm. I think that oftentimes if you work, I think that sometimes we get stuck in details and planning and then it's never going to happen. So like if you're one of the people that feel, yeah, if you feel like this is a big step and really intimidating, step one, just get some photos like that they should mirror, I guess some, here's a couple tips. They should mirror what you do. Like if you do commercial work and most of your work is commercial and indoors, and then you go and do something really naturey, you know, out, that's not going to fit with what you do. So I guess absolutely consider what you do and see how you can, you don't want to do the exact same thing, but it should be brand and business complementary. And then because to get more specific with the photos, you need to get specific and clear with your content. So if you're not there yet, and for a lot of beginning photographers, you don't have planned out content that you're speaking about. You haven't gotten comfortable with the who you are, what you do, and how you do it to show that process. You know, I think, again, just getting some photos of you is a good start. And I don't mean headshots. No, like headshots are sterile to me. I do mean pictures of you, but more portrait style, more lifestyle. And then as you start thinking more about your content and how to connect with your audience, then you can start building a little bit more strategy. Maybe you can get some pictures of you shooting yourself, you photographing someone else, or maybe you start getting some pictures of you editing or working with clients, you know, staged working with clients. So you can start thinking through those things and planning out content that represents those things. But if that seems intimidating and you don't know where your content is, I would start by just getting some pictures of you.
Nice and easy, for sure. So what about when the time comes where we are comfortable with it and now maybe we actually want to start offering this to others, right? We want to start offering brand photography for maybe others in our community. What do you find as a branding photographer are some of the most common objections that somebody looking specifically for branding photographer or branding photography has?
Number one objection, they hate having their picture taken.
Mm.
This is really different than family photos, like what is common, wedding photography, baby photos, engagement. Okay, this is totally different because this is somebody that's deciding that they need to be vulnerable for growth. And let's just talk about the human objection to that. I mean, you ultimately are stripping down and it's you and not literally stripping down, figuratively stripping down with you in the camera and deciding that I'm going to let go of any objection I have here and let this person photograph me and then put those images out there in the world. So every single woman that I work with has some block. And whether you're going to be working with females, businesses, men, doesn't matter. There's going to be some block to that. And so one of the biggest things that I recommend for anybody that's interested in brand photography is you have to be able to work through that block with your client first. That's not you being a therapist. That's not you. It's just you being willing to listen and be assuring and comforting because they need that. They need that. So that's going to be your number one. That's going to be the number one objection. There will be an objection with having your photograph taken. The second thing is it really should represent their brand. So again, this is not just you going out into a field and getting pictures of somebody or on a beach. That doesn't represent someone's brand holistically. That may show who they are, but to be successful in brand photography, you gotta find out about their business, about their brand, about their objectives, about upcoming promotions, launches, services. You wanna start finding out some information. I worked really hard the last 2 years to develop a brand identity guide that I give my clients first to find out more about their business. But you need to start thinking about that and thinking about how to build that relationship and connection with them beforehand to understand that, so you can then give them images of quality that are visual assets to their brand.
Visual assets to their brand. Okay. Definitely want to get into that. Love that. Mm-hmm. But the question that I have right before that is, when somebody has an objection about themselves, let's say it's physical, mm-hmm. How do you deal with something like that? Because, you know, we're not all models. We're not all picture perfect. When somebody has some sort of, you know, self-deprecating, is that the word I'm thinking of? Like, yep. If they have an idea about themselves that you know, you don't believe, do you just say, oh, no, that's not true? Or do you try to work through it? How does that – and I'm only asking because sometimes I get this in engagement sessions, you know, because I always ask, like, do you have a feature of yourself that you don't want highlighted in photos, you know? And I always struggle with how to deal with that. Do I say, oh, no, you know, your nose looks great? Because – they know that they don't think that their nose looks. This question's going on too long.
No, I hear you.
Do you have a way of handling those objections that they have?
So obviously it's a little bit different for each woman that I work with, but I think that ultimately the answer is the same. And my question often and my guidance is your concern, is your insecurity, is your fear worth holding everything else back? Like, is this really the thing that you are going to let hold you back from, like, the next level of, like, just personal growth? I'm not even talking about business growth right now. And it's about a decision. So, like, life is not about the way you feel. I don't care how we feel about our nose or our weight or our skin or our whatever. Life is ultimately about choices. That feeling is going to – maybe I can get you over that feeling in the moment, but next week you're going to feel something about the next thing. Are we going to continue to allow those insecurities, physical, emotional, spiritual, business, all those things? Are we really going to allow those feelings to hold us back? And I think that oftentimes it's about deciding to not stay small and to make the decision to move past it. I don't think it's all about feelings. And so a lot of my work is really personal with the women that I work with, you know, and it's about having a lot of those kind of conversations and serving them in that way and helping them get to a new level of not just who they are as business women, but who they are as women in general.
That seems like it's a lot to deal with personally, right? To make sure that you can help these women to feel not only confident in their photos, but obviously get great photos that are going to accomplish what they need, because for them, this is a business expense. They are going to be using these as you said earlier, assets in their business. This isn't just, let me get a photo session and we'll see how it turns out. It would be nice. It's, hey, I'm planning to do this so that I can make my business more money. So how do you recommend that? Or let me take that back. How do you as a photographer take these branding assets and for you turn them into more bookings for yourself to book more?
It's been really natural, to be honest. And I want to offer strategy, but I think that what I'd like to say about it is I make sure that my content tells women what they can experience if they hire me as a brand photographer. And so this is where we're going to talk about content. My content lets people know what a personal brand can do for them and what my experience offers. I'm not just showing pictures of my clients. I mean, again, that's not going to do it. That's not going to cut it for me. I'm letting them know what kind of experience they will have and what kind of growth they can have. So that's where I think the content is really important. The images are images, but I think you have to be really clear in explaining what people can experience from your services. So that's very important.
So you're sharing essentially your customer's wins, not your wins, but this is how your customer was able to do X, Y, and Z once they got their photos taken, essentially. Is that it?
I share both. And so this is really important for me about a personal brand. And this is where a personal brand is different. I'm not just sharing my client's portfolio or experience or testimonials. In my personal brand, I've decided to share a lot about my own experience as well. And it's one of the things, like, engagement wise, I have like the highest engagement on Instagram. And I'm assuming you have or will start checking your analytics. So my highest engagement is when I share my own wins, my own failures in building my personal brand, because my personal brand has changed. No, my personal brand has not changed. My business has changed a lot over the last 2 years, which is the best thing about a brand. No matter what you do, no matter where you go, no matter how your business shifts, your brand is your staple. It's your framework and it's there. So I share both, but I always make sure that if I'm sharing about myself, I shift it back to my audience and my client. It's not just about me putting myself out there. It's about me sharing and exposing certain things so I can then help other female entrepreneurs around me.
Oh my goodness. First of all, thank you so much for sharing, not only going in depth there about what it is that you do share on social media, but obviously what some of your highest engaged mm-hmm. posts are. And it's crazy to think that almost nobody's doing that. Like, nobody wants to right. post those things. So right. sharing that is definitely something that I'm going to be looking into, and hopefully the listeners will as well. So again, thank you so much for sharing that. So taking a step back and thinking more of the photography side of things again, let's say you today have convinced somebody. They're like, you know what, this sounds great. I definitely want to try out branding photography. I want to get into this myself. Obviously, currently, because of, you know, restrictions as far as being with others and trying to start new ventures right now, maybe has a lot of people wanting to slow down on that front. Is there anything that we could be doing around the home that we can use to practice our branding photography so that when the time comes, we can get out there and now we're ready for paid work?
Yeah. So if you're interested in brand photography, I think that and I'm going to say specifically personal brand photography. So we're making sure for beginner clients or for beginner photographers, we're not talking about marketing photography, mm-hmm. right? So for personal brand photography, I think one of the things that you need to develop first is an understanding of how someone's personal brand works. What is a personal brand? So this is before photography work, but I think it's totally essential, is making sure you have a good understanding of what a personal brand is and what to include, even though you're going to include different things in a personal brand. So possibly working on developing a framework of different questions that you could ask a client before you have a photography brand session. How can you get to know them? What kind of rapport can you build about them? What do you need to know about their business? What might you want them to bring to a photo shoot? So really thinking about the onboarding and the pre-brand planning is totally essential to brand photography so you don't just show up and expect them to have it figured out. Brand photography really is about serving them and not just offering them the product of photography. So that would be my first step for you. Think about what you would want to know about your client beforehand and how to build that connection. And then in regards to photography itself, even before we get into the actual photographs, like doing some research, like what are some of the strongest like brand photography images out there? What kind of props do they involve? How do they create connection? What about their composition? thinking a little bit about those things. And then in regards to photography itself, if you don't have like a subject to practice with or do those type of things, what do you want to include in the photograph? So what kind of different settings holistically represent a brand? A brand photo shoot should be a whole representation of the brand. So those are different locations and places, different props, different outfit changes, those type of things. So you could kind of outline some of those components, like even though those are going to be really different for every client, what are some different settings that you could build? Could you build a portfolio of different places? So again, you can have a whole representation of someone's business. So maybe those are a few things to do on the back end, in addition to just practicing, continuing to practice your photography skills with people around you.
Oh, that was so great right there. So many new photographers just stay at the park or whatever to take photos, you know. It sounds like just venturing out maybe downtown or going, you know, maybe doing something in-house and using the park, just having that that different experience in those different locations really would be super helpful.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm sure in case this is a great tip. If you're driving around, you can do some location searches, take a picture, and then, you know, if you have an iPhone, you can use your phone to pin the spot. And you can create different folders in your iPhone of like beach settings, nature settings, commercial settings, coffee shops. You can create different folders. So that way when your client, because, you know, especially for a branding client who should hopefully, and hopefully you'll guide them to shoot at a bunch of different locations, you need a portfolio of different places. You want to give them, I like to think of as a bank of content. It's a savings account of like all this different kind type of content for them to draw upon. So you really want to create that kind of diversity for them. So using your phone to store different ideas so you're able to offer them the best type of service is a great thing that you can be doing right now.
You know, oftentimes I get asked from photographers, how do you find, you know, new locations to go shoot in? And I think that is it right there. You just kind of have to go out and find a spot. And if you like it, save it to your phone. That is such a great tip. Such a great tip. Yes. Well, Alexis, I know that we are coming to the end of our time here. I wanted to obviously give you a chance to share where listeners can find you online, keep up with you, learn more about who you are and what it is that you do.
Yeah, so Instagram, I'm very active on Instagram, and you can find me at AlexisMeske_photography. My website's pretty extensive with all my different services, classes that I offer. I have a blog there where I share just some deeper things in regards to growing your own personal brand and some of the personal effort and work that comes in there. But those are the two places that I'm most active. And I do have a course launching November 10th on how to build your personal brand. It's a self-paced course that strategically walks you through 6 different components of building your own personal brand. So that's going to be live for a week in November to purchase for that time. And then in the next 6 months, I'm also going to be offering some things specifically working with photographers building their personal brand. So I'm really excited about that too.
Oh my gosh, that sounds wonderful. And who better to learn from? So thank you. I'm excited. I'm going to post links to all of those things in the show notes so that if anybody's driving right now or they're at the gym, just really putting in a lot of work, they can go ahead and check out the show notes. They don't have to write it down. So again, Alexis, I got to say thank you so much for coming on, sharing everything that you did. And I'm excited to keep up with you in the future and see where this goes.
Thank you so much for having me. And it was a great time being here with you.
So down to earth. What a good interview. What a good interview. My biggest takeaway from this interview here with Alexis was just how important it is to be people-centered. You know, as photographers, we have this opportunity to go and photograph people, but this is more than just a photo shoot that she does. You know, for Alexis, somebody is trusting her, and, you know, if you want to do branding photography as well, somebody is trusting you to create powerful imagery that they will use specifically to help grow their business. And that's not a small task, you know, but in a world where we live with 1 million photographers, 1 million phone companies, 1 million drink companies, you know, you have to focus on the person or the personality to separate them from one another. You know, what makes me different from you? You know, we both have cameras. We both, you know, maybe we shoot weddings. What makes us different? It's going to be our personality. I want to know what your biggest takeaway was in this interview with Alexis. I'd love to know. You can share it in the Beginner Photography Podcast Facebook group on how this episode has helped you. I would really love to hear that. But that is going to be it for this week. Until next week, I want you to make do. I want you to make more. I want you to do more. And I want you to make do with what you got, because I promise you, it is better than you think. All right, talk soon.
Thank you for listening to the Beginner Photography Podcast. If you enjoy the show, consider leaving a review in iTunes. Keep shooting, and we'll see you next week.